You are listening to Angry Indian Radio, the podcast of the Aboriginal Press News Service.
Find us on the web, ang-newswire.blogspot.com.
The group never made it to the Bronze Age. I'm sorry they never invented the motherfucking wheel. I'm sorry. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Boo-fucking-hoo. Fuck a bunch of Indians. I'm sick of hearing about are we supposed to boohoo over goddamn Indians. The shit was 120 years ago. Fucking get over it. Nobody fucking 150 years ago is making you drink now. Fucking dry up, you fucking bunch of alcoholics, and go get a real fucking job. Cut that fucking hair. Bon Jovi cut his. You should cut yours. This shit is done, son. It's done. Fuck you, bunch of Indians. Fuck the Indians. I'm sorry. I'm sorry they as a group never made it to the Bronze Age. I'm sorry they never invented the motherfucking wheel. I'm sorry. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Boo-fucking-hoo. Fuck the Indians. Maybe if they had done some of that shit, we would have taken their country with three smallpox blankets and a bag of beads. Fuck a bunch of Indians. Fuck.
Angry Indian Radio.
You are listening to the Angry Indian Unintelligent Aboriginal Radio.
You are listening to the Angry Indian Unintelligent Aboriginal Radio. Real talk for the fourth world.
Radio Intelligente Rindigina.
Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro, that's nothing. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? And how did he take it? What gun did you see? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you as dumb as you are right now?
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
All Indians all over the land, all saying the same thing. This is our homeland. This is our birthright. They don't want any white man comes in here and tell us that you have to divide this up this way or that way. The white man doesn't own this land. Just because he has a gun, he said, I took your land.
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Transmitting from within the occupied Aboriginal territories of North America to the people of the Fourth World and all ships at sea. This is Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Internet radio for the smart of the original.
Este es Aborigen Inteligente de Radio.
This is Radio Inteligente de Indigena. Internet Radio for Smart of Original.
Este es Aborigen Inteligente de Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Transmitting to the people of the Fourth World from within occupied North America, this is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Salutation and peace to all original human beings resident on the physical plane. I'm your host, Angry Indian, editor-in-chief of the Aboriginal Press News Service, blogging to the Fourth World from aboriginalpressnews.tumblr.com and aboriginalpress.wordpress.com and ang-newswire.blogspot.com. And you have tuned in to Indigenous news, thought, and analyses concerning the issues that matter to original peoples and other communities across the world living under imperial, theological, racist, neoclassist, neocolonialist, neoliberal, and neo-fascist control. I wish you all welcome to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Welcome along. Shout out to the gods and earths and peace to the original family at this time of strife and struggle. This is the Angry Indian. It turns out some people are pretty, well, not everybody. I'm not going to say it was everybody, but we heard from some, I would say, significant voices in terms of Professor Jeff Korntassel I didn't know that people were going to be upset about him. Now, I have to say something here. You know, I'm not the Blood Quantum police, you dig? I'm not the ethnic police. Now, if someone approaches me, or I approach them, you know, to be a guest on the show because of what I see in terms of their activity in online activism, and, you know, they tell me that they belong to whatever nation and they have this sort of affiliation, I have to go by that, you dig? I don't know, you know, I mean, I haven't met any of the other members in the, you know, ANG. You know, Deborah's in the news group. You know, we're spread out in several countries. We've never all been in the same place at the same time. We've never even been on the same continent at the same time. You know, so, you know, this is the internet and this is the new media. So for, you know, I don't want to call anybody out, but, you know, I mean, some serious activists online, people I respect, were not happy with the show. And, you know, they said they were disappointed. And it was two particular issues. In terms of one respondent, it was retort about my using the term picking on Ward Churchill, that he is absolutely not Cherokee, and that I have been blinded by the white liberal agenda, or a white liberal agenda. Now, the problem I have with that is liberal, I don't know where you're coming from with that. You've obviously not been paying attention to what we've been talking about on the show. As far as like the white liberal agenda, that's basically everything that we argue about here. You know, where that's coming from, I'm not exactly sure. Now, in terms of Ward Churchill, I've said this before, I say it again. You know, it's really irritating to have to repeat myself on this. I met the man. You know, he says that he is what he is. He doesn't look any different than any other white guy that claims to be native to me. I take him at his word. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I'm only concerned about what he's written. And as far as what he's written is accurate. He's opened a hell of a lot of doors to me and pathways in terms of understanding politically where the hell the indigenous person is at, not just in North America, but around the entire fourth world. So, you know, his issues about his claim in terms of nationality, in terms of indigenous nationality as it pertains to North America, and in particular as to how it pertains to the United States, that's between him and either the Kituwa Nation or the Oklahoma Cherokees or the North Carolina Cherokees or any of these other ad hoc, you know, claim to be Cherokee, maybe, maybe not, you know, groups. I don't know. I really don't give a damn, because see, the point was, and this is what Professor Korntassel and I were trying to come to, if we were actually dealing with the situations and the political ramifications of how we got to this position in the first place, we wouldn't need to be having these discussions, would we? You know, see, we would actually be dealing with the issues, because if we were really dealing with the issues, the majority of people who claim to be Indian wouldn't want to be Indian, would they? You know, now I'm not trying to call her out, but Heather Locklear, I understand, is supposed to be Lumi, or Lummi, however you pronounce it. You know, does she look native to me? Absolutely not. You know, is she? Hell if I know. You know, supposedly, you know, this nation recognizes her. I don't know. You know, I mean, Chuck Norris, who is a right-wing lunatic, you know, I mean, supposedly, he's Cherokee. Is he? I don't know. I mean, Red Crow Westerman, who was American Indian Movement, as far as I understand, was on his TV show. Matter of fact, he was a regular on his TV show, Walker, Texas Ranger. You know, and, you know, I mean, Westerman, you know, I mean, the brother has passed on, and, you know, I say everything that I say with all due respect. You know, I agreed with just about everything the man ever said, but still, he ran with Chuck Norris, who, I don't know, you know, he leans over to that conservatism that I was talking about. You know, and conservatism, of course, is, you know, if you limit yourself to that in all things, in all, you know, areas of your thinking, brothers and sisters, you're always going to end up with the same conclusions that don't conclude. You know, now liberalism, of course, you know, to be completely free about everything is just as ridiculous. So there has to be a middle ground, and we have to find that. And that's what the professor and I were talking about. Now, the second complaint we got, and I'm going to say that's what it sounds like, it's a complaint, and like I said, I'm not going to name anybody, they know who they are, said they were disappointed with the latest podcast, and that's fair. And now, where I take issue is they say, well, you use every, and I mean, they made a point of saying every liberal derailing technique not to talk about Indian issues. Now, I don't know where that's coming from. What specific native issues are we not talking about? Again, I'm totally cool with the concept of sovereignty. That's all we talk about here is sovereignty. But, you know, the bottom line is, the real bottom line is, are you doing sovereignty? Or are you just talking about it? You know, and I mean that. You know, if you have, you know, our brothers and sisters like Lori Paestewa, and again, I'm saying this with all due respect, you know, she was used as propaganda. She was used as propaganda. They lied about how she actually died. And they also lied about, you know, Private Lynch, Jessica Lynch. They lied about the both of them. They lied about the entire situation. They lied about the rescue. They lied about everything. The entire thing was propaganda. The entire thing, just like Pat Tillman, they did not tell the truth about anything. Nothing. See, now, you know, none of that was brought up. So, you know, I'm saying this because I give a damn about indigenous people. You know, I mean, our people are being disrespected left, right, and center. And, you know, Lori Paestewa and how she was used as a propaganda tool and how Jessica Lynch was used as a propaganda tool. The only reason we even know what really happened to Sister Paestewa was because Jessica Lynch finally bravely stood up and realized what was happening. And she asked herself, you know, do I want to live like this, knowing that, you know, this entire thing is untrue? And she told the truth. And she told the truth about what really happened to her friend and what really went down that day. And she told the truth about the entire staging of that rescue operation. And the fact that those Iraqi doctors, not the Iraqi government, not the BAFIS, but doctors who took a Hippocratic oath, tried to save the both of them, were not able to save our sister, but were able to save Private Lynch, and that there wasn't any resistance, and they came to get her. That's what we need to be talking about. Now, Elizabeth Warren's claims, now, yeah, they're serious. You should not claim to be Native when you are not Native. Now, she's still going back and forth as of this recording, you know, she's still going back and forth and saying that she had told everybody, and she's still going by, well, this is what my mother said. And from what, you know, we've heard over here in terms of our review of our last show, that's exactly what Professor Korntassel said. You have to go by more than this is what my mother told me. So, you know, I really don't know what you know, people were expecting. If they really expected me to come here and cuss out the Ms. Warren, no, I'm not going to do that, because if she legitimately went on the basis of what her family story was, you cannot fault her for that. You know, in terms of, he brought up Andrea Smith during the show, you know, it turns out that she isn't Cherokee. So what do you say now? Do we dismiss all of the work that she's done for Native women? That doesn't make any sense. See, that's where conservatism comes in, you know, and it's limiting. And we have to move beyond that. Now, it's one thing, like I said, if the Cherokee Nation is going to be so strict about sovereignty, they're going to be so strict about, you know, membership and so on. See, you can't do that and then have no blood quantum. And just simply say, oh, whoever the hell is on the list. You know, it smacks of hypocrisy. It smacks of hypocrisy. Now, the Kituwa Nation, I don't know how they do things now. And I was questioning this when Churchill was, not initially, I believe he was Creek, as the guest said, you know, Creek and Cherokee. And then he, you know, I was reading articles, or his articles, where his bio, or the information about the author, it listed him as a member of the Kituwa band, right? So knowing what little I know, you know, I never heard him claim any particular clan, you know, but he said Kituwa, okay, fine. And then he said that, you know, he was an associate member. Okay, fine. Alright, so, you know, we're still dealing with the blood quantum bit, and supposedly he found a way to get around the blood quantum through a marriage. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. That's an issue for these nations to deal with. But then, like I said, it smacks of a little bit of hypocrisy when you have absolutely no blood quantum at all. And you vote twice to reject your African members. And then you claim sovereignty, but at the same time, you fly American flags. I mean, it's just a little bit of hypocrisy about that. You know, whether it's Churchill or Professor Korntassel, myself, or anybody else. And, you know, I'd rather we deal with those issues instead of dealing with the nonsense. Now, you know, one of the people who made a comment talked about doing a honest, and again, they made a point of saying an honest broadcast about Native identity with David Cornsilk, a respected Cherokee representative and not a puff PC. Well, you know, in defense of my guests, I don't know where the hell that's coming from. I mean, he identified himself as who he identified, and he's in Canada, and he gave him a totally different perspective than a lot of people who never leave Oklahoma. You know, I'm not exactly, you know, sure where that's coming from. But evidently, there's a, you know, there's a partiality to certain people when it comes to, you know, certain issues in Indian country, and we know how that works. And certain people are not accepted, right? You know, there's still people who want to argue to me that Dickie Wilson was a good man. I'm talking about Lakota, who were there through all of the, you know, all of that trouble. You know, the Civil War that went down here in Indian country in the 1970s, who think that Dick Wilson was a good man. So, you know, we need to cop on to some stuff. And, you know, again, you know, Lenny Peltier is still sitting in a white man's jail. And why are we not discussing that? Who really gives a damn about Winston Churchill in terms of his ethnicity? You know, if he's not Native, then call him on it. Fine. But, you know, when it comes to his work, you know, even if you don't like him, regardless, forget the man and carry on with the plan. You know, that's very simple. Now, we can, you know, be just like the African community in the United States in terms of the RGB, you know, Red, Black, and Green brothers. You know, like I said, I love them, but, you know, in all seriousness, stomping around and being angry doesn't do anything. What's the plan? What's the plan? You know, we have bigger issues other than who's playing Indian. And if you're really serious about who's playing Indian, then you really need to ask. You know, hey, you have Obama and just about every other president, you know, Clinton, what have you. Even Bush, who when he got in, I'm talking about Bush the second, when he got in, he terminated three nations. Are you talking about that? You know, one of them is the Duwamish. You know, are you talking about that? You know, see, I don't hear too many people talking about that. You know, and then he was adopted in some nation, wasn't he? Or at least he's, you know, took some photo ops with some Native folks, you know, wearing headdresses. I mean, I'm saying this because this is what it is. You know, Clinton made a whole lot of promises before he got in, while he was in, and after he left. Nothing's happened. Are you talking about that? You know? When Campbell was in government, when Ben Nighthorse Campbell was in government, I mean, he talked a lot. What did he do? Lenin's still in the joint. See, you know, this is what I'm talking about. You know, we still got a lot of young people that are committing suicide. We have a lot of older people that are committing suicide. We have people still being relocated against their will. We still have Native people that are being cut off from services that don't have running water. We have Native people who are, you know, scrambling to get casinos. We have Native people dying from HIV and AIDS. We have Native people dying from diabetes. We have Native people dying from alcoholism. We have Native people dying from heart disease. We have Native people dying from poverty. And while Native people in the United States think that they're the center of the universe because they think that the white man is the center of the universe, we have indigenous people around the world that if we were actually working in concept with them, we would actually have more power. But some of us are so arrogant, we don't want to do that. You know, I mean, these are some serious questions that every other indigenous group around the world ask themselves and that they discuss, and we don't. we're busy talking about ways to, you know, be gracious while we're trying to survive under colonialist oppression, while other people are identifying the oppression as colonialism. So, you know, in defense of my guest, Professor Jeff Korntassel, you know, I understand where people are coming from, but, you know, again, you know, you want the input. But, you know, we need to understand that when we talk about, you know, race, when we talk about being native, when we talk about being indigenous, when we talk about being aboriginal, when we talk about being American, when we talk about North America, when we talk about the Americas, when we talk about the fourth world, when we talk about all of the colonialism, the imperialism, and the genocide, and we talk about identity and how we've been ripped off and how we've been totally misidentified and slighted, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, serious issues, and it's touchy, but, you know, we need to be fair. We need to understand that a lot of people, you know, are very, very confused. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's not just the lizard ones, and you've got a lot of, you know, African folks that, you know, claim to be native, and many of them are, but, you know, they don't know how to go about it because, well, they don't know how to be black either, because it's been ripped from them. So we can be nasty and we can be arrogant. We can point to them and talk that they're stupid. We can clown them, or we can talk to them and make some affiliations that make sense. So this is the Angry Indian. I'm just asking everybody to open your ears and open your minds as well as your hearts. And you might actually learn something. Not from me, but from those that bring on the show. This is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
You are listening to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
My name is Benny Wenda. I'm an independent leader from West Papua, based in the United Kingdom. Today, I read the message from West Papua by telling to you today that in West Papua, there is no freedom in peace and justice, only killing, intimidation, torture, harassment committed by Indonesian military toward my people. Well, just simply, we want to independent. And there is, I also part of the eyewitness what happened in my village. Indonesia bomb in my village, and my number of family was killed. And this is so my sentiment will grow up, and I'm telling the world. And Indonesia committed a crime humanity in West Papua. It's 100,000 already been killed. This is already investigated, but there is an investigation more than that. So that's why I'm telling the world. And why I'm here? Because Indonesia want to kill me. Because simply leading peacefully demonstration with my people, with the raise our flag. And so that's why they put me in prison 25 years, but the end, they want to kill me, and I escape, and now in United Kingdom. This is the people of United Kingdom, British government, give freedom to me, and this freedom I used to tell to world what happening, what going on in West Papua. People in Europe, people in the United Kingdom, people in Australia, people in the Pacific, people in Africa, people in South America, please support. I need your help. There is no one can help, only you. Thank you very much.
Aborigen inteligente de rato, 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 rato.
Into Cicero to appeal to the white conscience, but to demonstrate to everybody that rank and file people now are a new breed, a new kind of cat. Without fear, we do not come, hat in hand, scratching our heads, shuffling our feet to beg for a few concessions. In this march, we are serving notice. Beginning today, every Negro conceives, acts, and live out the assumption that he can walk anywhere, that he is a human like anybody and is to be treated like anybody else.
I'm out here this afternoon and we see black, Latino, everybody all together. In 2008, there seems to be a real emphasis, even in New York, to try and keep black and brown divided. What's that about? And talk about the type of unity that we've had for so long.
Well, you know, ever since Columbus landed here, ever since we were brainwashed and put labels on, Dominican, Puerto Rican, etc., ever since that, we've been dealing with this nonsense, so it's not a new phenomenon. It's a case of not knowing knowledge of self. Once you know knowledge of self, you know that we all have a common bond. Okay, there's only one race, and that's the human race. So in some way, shape, or form, we are all related.
Okay,
so on top of that, you know, it's not so much a matter of race or what have you. It's a matter of a class system that has been established.
Oh, that's real talk right there,
the
class.
And that's what separates us. It's more an economic sort of enslavement mentality, you know, because you have white people that are also dirt broke, are not really thrilled with what the government's doing, and so we have a common bond.
Right.
And just because they're Caucasian, that doesn't really mean nothing. It's a matter of knowing who you are like that. For instance, Cuba is a Taino word. They kept the name, Cuba. You know, I'm Jamaica. That's a Taino word. There were Tainos running through those islands.
Taino Indians.
Taino Indians, yes. Indigenous people of these islands, of the so-called West Indian Islands in the Caribbean. So, you know, once you start breaking down these barriers and you start finding out that we are the same mixture, you know, even with our Arab brothers, you know, you see some cats in these grocery stores from Yemen, And you feel like speaking Spanish to them because you think they're Puerto Rican or like Dominican.
Right.
And meanwhile, they look exactly like we do. Why? Because the Moors were in Spain for 800 years.
That's real.
You heard? So, I mean, you could get deeper and deeper into the roots of history, and you'll find that there is very little difference between us or among us, you know? And the dots could get connected until the beginning of time, you know?
Right.
So that's what's up for me. You know, I encourage people to learn about yourself, learn about your culture, learn true history, not only what you learn in school, but challenge what you learn in school.
You are listening to Angry Indian Radio, the podcast of the Aboriginal Press News Service. Aboriginalpress.blogspot.com